Anytime you see aviation news happen, or if you become aware of a story you think we should know about, send it to us, newstips@avweb.com. And welcome to today's audiocast for Friday, July 11th, 2008, brought to you by Aviation Consumer, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners. I'm Mike Blakeney reporting. And today we're speaking with Robert Ahrens, who works with Ed Scott out at the U.S. Parachute Association. And Robert, you guys have a big event coming up. Tell us all about it.
We sure do. It's going to be the 51st Annual National Skydiving Championship. This is our big annual event where the best of the best skydivers get together and compete in about 7 or 8 different disciplines. And it's going to be fantastic. It's going to go over a 9-day period, October 18th to the 25th at Skydive Arizona out in Eloy, Arizona. And if you're not familiar with that area, it's just right between, midway between Phoenix and Tucson.
I love the West. I do.
Yeah, just clear blue skies and the Sonoran Desert. It's going to be perfect out there.
So this is a competition then?
Yep, it is. This is an annual national competition, and basically the nation's best, fastest, most extreme skydivers. They all get together, and it's actually it's a big family event. It really is. We expect about 1,000 or so.
This is kind of like the big balloon festival or the Oshkosh of skydiving, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely the Oshkosh of skydiving, because you can imagine just hundreds and hundreds of parachutes and landings all going on simultaneously. What's nice is that you have these different disciplines, everything from like sky surfing, which is an artistic event, to canopy formation. Those formation skydivers, imagine like the geometric patterns in the sky. All these are going on, pretty much overlapping. So it'll be constant airplanes going up, skydivers coming down, and it's free and open to the public. And
it's free, huh?
Everyone to come on out and check it out.
So there's no admission charge.
No admission charge.
Wow. And spectators, what? Let's just take us through a day. What can they expect to see?
It pretty much starts early in the morning at sunrise, and it's going to go till sunset. But imagine you're going to see on the ground a lot of these really skilled professionals doing what we call dirt dives. And basically they're practicing all their jumps before they go up in the airplanes. Mm-hmm. And they're not saying a word to each other because as you're free-falling, you've got to just have eye contact and body movements and body maneuvers. But it's perfectly choreographed, and they do this on the ground during the dirt dives. And then they also sometimes get down on the creepers. And imagine what you use to change your oil in your car. Well, they're actually laying belly flat down on these creepers and doing all these maneuvers on the ground. And then they're going up in the planes and performing.
Well, they can't talk to each other because I saw it on Mythbusters. They performed a test to see if you could carry on a conversation like in one of the movies.
How did that go off?
And you can't do it.
Can't do it. Yeah, you got too much air interference,
right,
and whatnot going on. So yeah, you've got to be really top of your game. So these movements and these aerial maneuvers look perfect in the sky. And they've actually got most of these teams, or actually all the teams, an aerial photographer, videographer, who's got a helmet cam, and he's capturing all the photos and video of the actual jump, because once they get back down to the ground, they're going to pop that into a machine, and that's what the judges are going to look at to score their score how perfect their jump was.
And I bet they have sign language and so forth. Like I flew not too long ago with the Texas V-tails, the formation group, the mm-hmm. Bonanzas to Oshkosh formation group. They got a lot of hand signals and stuff.
Very much so. Yeah, and this direct eye contact is pretty intense, because I mean it's so quiet when they're practicing and doing these moves. But boy, they know what they're doing, and it's very impressive to see.
Now, what kind of accommodations if folks travel in that need to stay overnight in Eloy? Do we have?
Well, in Eloy, there's a lot of just little motels, hotels in that area, but also they do offer there in the drop zone at Skydive Arizona, there's free tent camping. They also have some RV hookups, and you can park there for a short stay and just park your RV there if you want to. So people in RVs are welcome to come on in and just sit for a spell and check out a full day of some of the competition.
And that's going on for, what, several days, I guess?
Yep, it's going to go on from pretty much October 18th through the 25th. The first couple days or so, it's pretty much just going to be registration and practice jumps. But come October 20th, they're going to go up in the planes and the competition begins. On the very last night, October 25th, they have usually a big awards presentation and banquet when they're giving out the medals and whatnot.
And this is the 51st annual event, so this has been going on for a while.
It is, it is. And just so you know, too, there's a lot of other things to do there at Skydive Arizona. They do have SkyVenture Arizona Indoor Skydiving Wind Tunnel. So if maybe you're a little hesitant about making, you know, your first tandem jump, you can at least go into an indoor wind tunnel and experience the sensation of skydiving, but in a, you know, 120-mile-per-hour indoor column of air.
Right.
It's pretty cool. I've done that before, and it's fantastic. It's really quite an experience.
Well, that's pretty cool. And the USPA is the sponsor of this event, right?
Correct, yes. This is our big annual event, and yeah, it's been going on now for over 50 years, and it continues to get better, faster. These men and women are simply amazing. And it's a good breakdown, too, of not just men that are into the sport, but a lot of women are just as good as their male competitors.
And the way the quality of the equipment and the technology has changed is amazing.
Oh, very much so. Yeah, it's just definitely made the sport safer than it's ever been before. And some of these, you know, parachute canopies and altimeters and you name it, this is the most high-tech gear on the planet right now. So they're jumping with the best gear.
Best of the best. All right, sounds good. And you have plenty of information on your website, I assume.
We do, yes. Do check out USPA.org, and you can also go to, I'm just checking this out really quick, go to the Skydive Arizona. They've got a good website, too, to get more information about the drop zone.
Skydive Arizona. You don't happen to have that handy, do you?
You know, I believe it's SkydiveAZ.com.
Yeah, that's it. I have it here. SkydiveAZ.com. Good old Google.
Yeah.
Good. Robert, look, hey, thanks for taking the time today. We appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
And that's Robert Ahrens with the U.S. Parachute Association. Sounds like a fantastic family event. For breaking general aviation news, always log on to www.avweb.com. Mike Blakeney reporting. Thanks for listening.